This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What's going on, everyone? Jody Cameron, Jody Mack in for John today. It is a Thursday morning and wonderful to be with you. 94 WIP following up on quite a night. How about it, Michael Lorenzen? We salute you, sir, and we will all day, certainly for the next 4 hours here on this show. Unbelievable, Les. If you're waking up and don't know the news, and I imagine, James, there's probably somebody that was under a rock last night. Right? Probably some guy rubbing some something out of his eyes. What happened last night?
Absolutely. I mean, if you're awake right now, there's a decent chance you fell asleep.
Yeah, if you don't know, you missed it. Michael Lorenzen with a no-hitter last night for our Fightin' Phils. What an unbelievable and really, truly special evening at Citizens Bank Park, and obviously for all of us as Phillies fans, at a time when the Phillies are really, they're really grabbing hold of us. You know, we got an Eagles season, you know, soon to start. Eagles with a game, preseason game variety in 2 days. By the way, we are broadcasting from the Birds home today. Of course, the home of the NFC champs. That is the NovaCare Complex. Game in 2 days for the Eagles. But the Phils have done quite a thing here. At a time when we are juiced up for the Eagles, and this is not, and Jody Mack's been through a lot of Philly seasons. He knows this is often not the case. We are juiced up for a Philly season as well. And not only a Philly season, but this era of Phillies baseball. I think an attachment to these guys, obviously, after last October. So a lot to get to. We want to hear from you today. If you were at the game, if you saw the game on television, if you listen to the game here on WIP, or if you're just waking up and saying, what did I miss? We want to hear from everyone at 215-592-9494 because it truly was special last night. Michael Lorenzen with the no-hitter. Mac-Man, how are you, pal?
Well, good. I'm glad to see I'm not the only one who had to dry off when he got here to the broadcast outlet.
Yeah, a little sprinkler action as Jody and I walked in here today. Eagles, you know, Seltzer, they got to take care of the fields, but unfortunately they took care of the Mac-Man's back.
You and I both come
I'm
in
okay
here.
With that.
Yeah, thank you very much. Dripping wet. What the heck? I showered. I didn't need this. Most of the time, I'd enjoy it. Thank you very much.
Devin, what about you?
There's no water on her.
Yeah, I somehow missed the sprinklers walking in this morning. Yeah. I don't know, but I also was the first one here, so I guess the early bird.
What a flex right there. Well done. The Jalen Hurts of the show.
The water.
Yeah, well, some people prepare in their car, Seltzer. I'm not exactly a sloucher. I don't need the Mac Man talking to me when I'm trying to be deep in notes here. All right, guys, let's get to it. What a night. Jody, you've been around baseball for many years. We've obviously seen, you know, at this point, a pretty good amount of no-hitters. You know, and obviously, like a decent amount from the Phillies. Ever since Mulholland got going, and, you know, I say got going, Mulholland in 90, then before that, you got to go Rick Wise. Before that, you go Jim Bunny with the perfect game. But it feels like since 90 with Mulholland and Tommy Green and a whole, you know, I think there's been seven of them now.
Yeah,
had
a bunch.
We've been pretty blessed as Phillies fans over the last 3.5 decades to get no-hitters. But, Jody, it never gets old. It's other than when it's a combined no-hitter, then I'll say, yeah, maybe it's not so special. But, Jody, the guy that goes from the start to the finish, it is always special.
And last night, the emotion that surrounded it, and tip of the cap, and I know L.A. and Fransky did a phenomenal job here on WIP, but if you're watching it on TV, NBC Sports Philly did a really good job with the continued cutaways to his wife
and his
mom and his little daughter in his mom's arms with her T-shirt on that said, have a nice day. That was just phenomenal, that added to the moment. And, yeah, it's cool. We all remember Red October, which was only 9 months ago, and how jacked up the ballpark was, this town was for this baseball team. you don't usually get this second week of August.
Yeah.
Because you're too far away from the end of the season to be determining a playoff spot. There's a reason why they call it the dog days of August. To have this type of a night at this time of the season was a really cool. And I'm texting with my daughter last night. She sent me an emoji with the zipper on the face. Like, don't say anything to me. I know what's going on, Dad.
Right.
Okay, yes, thanks. I understand, too. And as soon as the game's over, I text her back with, what about that Michael Lorenzen? Just a phenomenal night if you're a Philly
fan. It really is. And you know, it's special for anybody, obviously. You see Rui Halladay do it. You see Cole Hamels do it. You're talking about two of the better, certainly with Halladay in particular, one of the best, truly best pitchers of his generation. Hamels, you know, not quite at that level, but damn near it. When you get a guy like Michael Lorenzen that does it, it's a different dynamic. I mean, it's a guy that it hasn't always been easy for him. He doesn't have what you'd call overpowering stuff. I mean, it wasn't like, I remember when the Halladay perfect game, not the perfect game, the no-hitter, because I didn't see the perfect game all the way through.
Really?
That was the same night as game one of the Flyers, Blackhawks, game one of the Stanley Cup in 2010. So I think for most of us in Philadelphia, we did not see from start to finish the Rui Halladay perfect game in Miami, because I think when the Flyers game ended, it was around the seventh inning, eighth inning, we all flipped over and finished that game, obviously. You know, the one for me, the first time I saw it all the way through, because I was on a freaking field trip when Tommy Green threw his no-hitter, which was an afternoon game back in 91. By the way, Tommy Green going to be on our show tomorrow. And, you know, I remember Rui Halladay, it was overpowering stuff when he threw the no-hitter in the playoffs against the Reds. Shiody, I wouldn't refer to, and this is certainly not a knock, I wouldn't refer to Michael Lorenzen's stuff last night as overpowering, certainly not historically overpowering, but just efficient, effective, strategic, a lot of fly balls. Great job, man. Rojas in center field. Not that they were particularly hard plays, but he consistently, Jody, gets a great jump. Like, he's under the ball way before it comes down. That guy gets a great start. I mean, solid defense last night. Really nice job all around.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You have a level of confidence when the ball gets hit to center
Heck
field
yeah.
that it's going to be caught. That won't be the reason why a pitcher doesn't throw a no-hitter. Yeah, you know, I think you and I are on the same page of this about the analytics of baseball. I like them. I enjoy them. I think they're a nice addition to being able to decipher whether a guy's doing a good job or how good a player he is.
Yep.
Some people go way too far with it and think the numbers tell you everything, which I think is as ridiculous. If you just look at the analytics of last night, there's no way he should have pitched a no-hitter. I think he took him 20-some-odd pitches to get through the first inning. He's walking guys and tallying right. up his pitch count, and then 16 fly balls out. You don't get a no-hitter
right.
when you're not getting easy ground outs to the infielder. It wasn't supposed to happen,
no.
but sure enough, he's through six, he's through seven, he's through eight. Oh, my God, is Topper going to pull him? Because he's already passed his career
sure.
high
sure.
with pitches in a game, and you do want to keep an eye on the big picture. No-hitter is nice. We all want to get to Red October. Do you want to see him throw his arm out on this night? Nope, he stuck with him and gave him a chance. He got those last three outs.
All right, so we want to hear from everyone at 215-592-9494. Your reaction to, you know, a no-hitter in Phillies baseball, Michael Lorenzen. It's funny, I was driving here today. Again, we're at the NovaCare Complex where the Eagles, of course, you know, always are practicing. And this is all part of the 94 WIP NFC Champ Camp. It's all driven by Delaware Valley BMW Centers, BMW, the ultimate driving machine. And just, you know, driving here today, and seeing the Phillies with their big, you know, Citizens Bank Park and the big logo lit up, I just felt great pride. And that's the thing, I think, more than anything, for me last night, there's a lot of emotions. There's a lot of different emotions. It's for the guy that's never been a truly dominant pitcher that has the best night of his career. There's the magic of baseball.
His family in the crowd watching it happen.
There's that. There's the conversation, ridiculous or otherwise, of whether he should continue to pitch or not, you know, based on how many pitches he's at. And I'm all for, and James and I often disagree with this, I'm all for let the guy keep going. I mean, you got a shot at history, keep going. All of that is interesting. I mean, much of that is phenomenal. The thing that really hit me the most last night is what I believe is a love affair between team and town. And to me, it goes back, I mean, multiple levels, multiple layers to it. Obviously, there's the Trey Turner thing from basically a week ago. And what an incredible homestand it's been, if you haven't noticed.
All-time homestand.
I mean, as far as August homestands go, that's pretty incredible. But it's
memorable,
also,
yeah.
Yeah, memorable. But it's also, you know, I go back to last October. And we know as a town, let me take you actually back further. Let me take you back to, I'm not sure if it was 2009, 10, or 11. I was at a Phillies game, either 9, 10, or 11 with a buddy of mine. He's a Mets fan. He's a loser. And I remember exactly where we were. We were behind home plate, but way up high. And I remember saying to him while watching that game, and I probably said it to him 5 or 10 times. I said, man, I just love my team. I just love my team. I love my team. And that was the, you know, Howard, Utley, Rollins, Hamels, Charlie, Brad Lidge, like all that stuff. Shane, Jason, I loved my team. We loved our team back then. And we waited a long time. We waited a decade to kind of like fall in love with another group of Phillies players. How they play, but also who they are and how they represent our town. And that, to me, is the thing that hit me the most with this. It's just a great time to be a Phillies fan. You know, driving here today and driving to the Eagles complex, another team I'm very proud of, and seeing that big Phillies logo lit up early in the morning before any sunlight had come up during the 5 o'clock hour, and I'm driving here at 4 o'clock hour, whatever it was, made me proud. And I want to hear from everyone at 215-592-9494, because last October really changed things. And this team, they do frustrate us at times. There's no doubt. There's no doubt about that. Schwarber in the leadoff hole. This guy, that guy, he's not hitting. He's not fielding. But I feel a lot of pride as a Phillies fan, and certainly that continued with last night. Let's listen to how it ended last night. Scott Fransky's call. It is the top of the ninth. There are 2 outs. There is a no-hitter in the making. But you got to get that final out to make it official. Let's listen to how it ended last night.
Outfield shaded to the opposite field against the lefty Smith. The 3-2 pitch. Swing and a high fly ball. Center field coming in is Rojas. He's calling. He has got it.
Yeah.
Lorenzen leaps into the arms of Realmuto. And the Phillies pile out of the dugout. In front of the mound, they celebrate a no-hitter tonight by Michael Lorenzen in his second start as a Philly.
Just awesome. I mean, crowd going wild, as you can hear. You know, everybody is just loving it.
They're pouring in from the bullpen. The fans are going crazy. Everybody's filming it. What a night.
Just a very, 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 very special feeling. We want to hear from you, 215-592-9494. If you were there, watched on television, listened on the radio, or even if somehow you missed it, you're a Phils fan, the floor is yours, 215-592-9494.
2 things. Number one, one guy I kind of feel sorry for.
Yeah.
Weston Wilson. He is first ever major league at bat. Not only does he hit a home run,
right,
he crushes it.
Right.
He hit a blast.
They did.
And they started with his family in the stands and the high fives and everything else. And by the end of the night, everybody's going, Wes who? What happened earlier in the game? Because Lorenzen did what he did.
Sure.
But one thing that I specifically noted that may have an effect going forward, every single teammate was out there on the field with him. First, they all go the bro hug. They do the line thing, and everybody gives him a hug. And he's got to go over and do the TV spot and get drenched by the water. They, of course, ruin their headset, so he's got, you got to wait for him to put on a second headset, which he does. And all the teammates are hanging in front of the dugout, just waiting to come over and congratulate him again. They'd already done it. Everybody had already gotten a hug from him, but they wanted to wait till he finished his TV no-hitter obligations, and then the celebration continued again, which is a real good sign for this team, tells you how close a unit as they are.
I think the camaraderie is so obvious with this squad. All right.